While many churches, especially those in metro areas with larger populations, have a pastor or even a group of pastors, in rural areas, that's not often the case. WFIU's Brock Turner reports.
As a pastor at Seventh-day Adventist churches for nearly 20 years now, Melvin Matthews has gotten accustomed to doing a lot of driving.
It's a bit frustrating for me to spend more time actually traveling than ministering, so to speak.
During an average week, Matthews estimates he travels nearly 200 miles across southern Indiana, mostly between the four churches he's responsible for pastoring. Many of those miles are spent with his wife of 28 years, Carol, in their red Subaru Forester.
We were downtown Chicago sitting in a blues bar and talking about, I think I'd like to go back to church. And I was like, really? Me too. And so that was our decision point. Yeah.
While it's more common for Seventh-day Adventist church pastors to travel, it's a trend that's developing across the country. Mark Chaves is a professor at Duke University who studies religious trends in American congregations.
About half of rural churches have a full-time clergy person compared to about three-quarters of urban churches that do. And kind of another angle on that is that there's more of the clergy who work in rural churches also serve other churches.
In 2006, 18% of rural churches had a primary pastor that also served another church. The most recent data compiled in 2012 shows that number is increasing. Matthews starts his service days before 7 a.m. His first stop, Cedar Ridge Seventh-day Adventist Church in Paoli. It looks exactly how you'd think it might, a quaint white church propping up a small steeple with an American flag flying out front. It breaks up the cornfields on the quiet countryside. By the time Matthews, most people call him Pastor Mel, and his wife Carol arrive, the sun is rising and the dew is starting to evaporate off the grass and wildflowers. There's a spot in the service for a children's message, but today there weren't any children in the congregation. Fewer than 12 adults are scattered throughout the pews.
And when we have the living word, when we have, meaning the living word being Jesus Christ in our hearts, it makes a difference in our love, our wise love.
And as the sermon wraps up, Matthews walks down the aisle, occasionally stopping for a hug and a kind word. His schedule forces him to leave before the service is over. He and Carol get back in their car and drive the 31 miles north to Bedford. By the time they arrive, Bible study is wrapping up, and the service is about to begin. Bedford Seventh-day Adventist Church was a bit more fortunate this Sunday. Seven children participated in their children's message. But that doesn't mean the aging population isn't a concern to some of their younger members. Brandon Keller is one of the only high school students here.
It worries me sometimes because there's not a whole lot of youth in the church.
Brad Connor is the head elder at Bedford Seventh-day Adventist Church. He and older members help keep the church running when Matthews isn't around.
Best part about our church is that the people, really. You got all these different people coming together, worshiping and stuff, and it's like a family.
By early afternoon, Matthews is finished making the rounds. On the drive home, he and his wife start planning their coming weeks. There's never a shortage of choir practices and fellowship events on their calendars between the four churches, but they're not discouraged. They both view this time as a blessing. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brock Turner.